Culinary Confessions. We love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Thursday.
Thursday is?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. What are we doing for Throwback Thursday? Who are we throwing back?
Where do you want to start?
The list is long. Go back in time and start over, huh?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
So,
did you have a good night last night?
I was here.
I know. I just asked if you had a good night. All is well.
All is well. It was, yeah. Actually got a lot done last night. So it was a good night.
Good.
And you?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was pretty fun. Yeah. Had some nice people come in and we had a nice conversation. It was nice.
Yeah. And I got a lot done on this side. So
we've got a big week coming up. Tonight we have a wine tasting. We're going to do wines from Italy tonight over at the Groves Bar and Grill. That's at 323 South Gilbert Road. And you are going to do a food pairing with these wines.
And I will even give the menu because, you know what?
Very nice. You have the menu ready to roll.
I do. I'll tell everybody what the menu is here just in a little bit.
All right. And so that's tonight at 7 p.m. So if you would like to make reservations, if you can make it, give us a call, 480-307-8477. That's for the Groves Bar and Grill. Wine tasting tonight at 7 p.m., Italian wines, and it's $30 per person.
There you go. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it. Come hungry. I can tell you that for sure. Come hungry. There's going to be a lot of good food.
Yeah.
So, and then tomorrow we've got, today at 12:15, we have
Mike Willis.
Mike Willis is going to be joining us.
From Southern Foods,
Pork Rinds.
Yeah. Southern Pork Rinds.
Yeah, so we've got a couple recipes that I gave out yesterday that I got off their website, and that was, you know, there's two right off the top, and that is from, Pork Rinds. What do you have? National Southern Recipe is the name of it.
Yep. Very good.
So we will be talking with Mike Willis at 12:15.
Yep.
All right.
And should be pretty, pretty informative. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah. Lots of information from him.
Lots of information. There you go. So, yeah, I checked them out online, Southern Recipes, and they have a Facebook page, and you can go check them out, and they tell you all different wonderful things that you can do with pork rinds.
Yep. We are we're good. Yeah. Everything's going to be good.
All right. Well, let's get started. And then don't forget, tomorrow, Brittany's going to be joining us from the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center. She'll be here at noon. And tomorrow night is trivia night over at Burgie's. That's going to start at 6:30. So if you want to play, you got to get there early and let them know that you're signing up for that. So we'll get started with some trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location right off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center next to the AMC Grand. And the trivia today is?
The AMC Grand?
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's the AMC. They have, I think, 24 movie theaters there.
I just heard Grand, so thinking MGM Grand Vegas, you know.
Yeah, that's where your head goes.
Well, what can I say? It's been a long time since we've been over there, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll have to fix that.
All right. The trivia today is, in the 1950s, since we're speaking throwback Thursdays, in the 1950s, it took 27 hours to make a single Peeps marshmallow chick.
Peeps.
What does it take today to make that? Is it 6 minutes, 12 minutes, or 18 minutes?
Oh, wow. Well, now, and you're still talking the chicks, not the bunnies, right?
Right. We're talking the chicks.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287.
What happens if you put pearls in vinegar? Huh? What happens?
I can't tell you. I can't win.
Okay, and what is the oldest man-made food? And true or false? The Incas measured time by how long it took to cook a potato. Is that true or false?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
In what country in Europe has over 400 beer brands? What country? And what famous chef cookbook and TV host said the secret to long life was red meat and gin?
I'd go with red meat. I don't know about the gin.
It was red meat and gin.
I don't know.
Which famous chef, cookbook author, and TV host said that?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right, and do 7%, 14%, or 21% of Americans eat at McDonald's each day?
Say those percentages. Yeah. Same again.
7%, 14%, or 21%.
Eat at McDonald's every day.
Of Americans, yes.
Of Americans. Unbelievable. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good enough for right now.
That'll get it started.
That'll get it started. All right. And next is The Taste of Music.
The Taste of Music. It's brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. And give them a call for any of your baking needs. No order is too small. Pies, cakes, cupcakes, pastries, breads, you name it, Dennis will do it.
And no order is too big.
That's right. So give them a call, the Groves Bakery. That's 480-813-4610.
All right.
And the trivia, the Taste of Music.
The Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, it could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me some music. All right, that was our Taste of Music, and I'm saying 70s.
Late 70s?
Yeah.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions or our Taste of Music, or the survey question today is?
The survey question today is Throwback Thursday. So what is the cheapest hamburger you can remember buying?
The cheapest hamburger.
Yes. Like when you went to one of the, like even if it was McDonald's or an old
I think Jack in the Box was the first fast food place. But no, any hamburger.
Jack in the Box wasn't fast food. That wasn't the first one.
The first one I went to.
Well, the first one you went to, but it wasn't the first one.
No.
So I just want to know.
What's
since
the cheapest?
It's Throwback Thursday, what was the cheapest burger you remember ever buying?
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Myself, I remember when I could get a 25-cent burger at McDonald's.
I don't remember that.
That's the one I remember, 25 cents. And that was back in the, 70, early 70s. My brother worked there during high school.
Oh, so maybe you were just getting a deal.
No. I remember 25 cent burgers.
No, because he would have got fired.
That's right. So that is the survey question of the day. And right now, let's talk to Holly from Phoenix. And we got all three lines going right now. So let's talk to Holly. Holly, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Diana. Hi, Dennis.
How's it going today?
It's going.
Good.
Another good day.
It is a good day. So, hey, did you pick up on that yesterday when she was talking about those different websites that you could go and all you got to do is answer the surveys and stuff, and then you get things for answering the surveys?
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome.
So I just wanted to make sure you you knew about that one.
That is great.
Yep. So what else is going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just milling around the house.
Yeah? Just milling around, yep. Huh?
Milling around, just doing this, that, and the other.
So how much do you remember paying for a hamburger? What's the least amount you've ever paid for a hamburger? Not counting all the freebie ones. Those don't
right.
count.
Yeah, no. I would say it was 59 cents.
59 cents.
Mm-hmm. And then I remember you talking about the 25-cent burgers.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like on a certain day or something you could get burgers for 25 cents?
No, that was
all
really,
the time?
That was all they were.
Well, and it okay. even says here, McDonald's would cost you 18 cents.
18 cents?
18 cents in 1968. But in 1974, they jumped to 30 cents.
Yeah.
In 1974.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in 2007, they dumped. God, what is my problem? They jumped.
What have you been drinking, huh?
I better start drinking.
Nothing yet.
I
Maybe
guess.
We need to get her one, though.
A hamburger was 89 cents in 2007.
Yeah.
And now it's on the dollar menu.
Yep.
So, yep.
And how now I think. Change? Now I think it isn't it a dollar something?
Yeah, well, it's on the dollar menu, but then you because I know mm-hmm. you can get a if you ask for a double McDouble, you
those
can get that
dollar.
For a dollar.
Yeah, but they're mm-hmm. super teeny tiny.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
like 8-to-1s, which is an eighth of a pound. You know, take 8 of them to have a meal.
Right.
We used to see how many we could eat of those. So.
Well, and then White Castles were really cheap, too, back in the day.
Back in the day, yep.
So. Yep.
All right. Very good. That gets you into the drawings. Do you want to try
okay.
a trivia, too?
Trivia? Get in there twice? Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
I will answer the McDonald's one.
The McDonald's one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Do 7%, 14%, or 20%, 21% of Americans eat at McDonald's each day?
21%.
No.
Wow.
That is not
okay.
it.
Okay. Right. Let somebody else answer then.
All right. Nice try, though, Holly.
You have a great
day.
All right.
You
have
too.
A great day, hon.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Elizabeth from Tempe. She's a first-time caller. Elizabeth, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, and it sounds like you guys are, too.
It's a great day. Good things happening all over.
So how long have you been listening, Elizabeth?
Today or in general?
In general.
on and off, probably, I found the station this year.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
I've enjoyed it when I've listened. This is the first time I haven't been driving, so... It's nice.
Well, very good. Well, thank you. Like she said, thank you for calling in. So, you know, you're an automatic winner for being a first-time caller.
And oh, wow.
So you are going to get a gift certificate to the Groves Bar and Grill. And now you're going to get a chance to win some more, though, because if you answer some trivia, that will you'll be an automatic winner on that. And then also you'll get a chance to... go into the drawings.
For champagne Sunday brunch for two over at the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center.
Wow.
Or breakfast and a show here with us on a Wednesday.
Wow. And I didn't even buy a lottery ticket, but I've won.
Yes, you have. So you want to answer our survey question first?
Yes. I think I want to do the one about the pearl.
Okay. What happens to a pearl if you, what happens if you put a pearl in vinegar?
It dissolves.
It does dissolve. It just melts away.
So if you no longer want your pearl, put it in vinegar. Is that right?
So don't let the kids around a pearl necklace and a bottle of vinegar because they'll be gone.
A lot of people clean their jewelry with vinegar and soap, and that's one thing you don't want to do with your pearls.
Yes, you're exactly right. All right. Very good. Now you want to try some trivia?
No, that was trivia.
I mean, try. Okay.
Now we're switching. Reversed.
All right.
I am going to roll. I'll try anything.
All right. Why don't you tell us, what was the cheapest burger you ever remember buying?
13 cents.
13 cents. Where was that?
I'm not sure if it was McDonald's or we did the White Castle where you bought a bag of them, and I think they were 8 for a dollar.
Wow.
All right.
Isn't that incredible?
Don't you wish those prices were back again?
Not necessarily, because if those prices were back, then our pay would be reflected.
Ah, very good.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Don't you wish we had those prices at today's pay?
Well, think about it. You know, a car cost $3,500 in 1970. A house would cost you approximately for, you know, the mid-range was $26,600. And gas was 36 cents a gallon.
You know, my mom was, you know, before we owned our own places and stuff, my mom was a waitress and my dad was a chef. And my mom actually made the down payment on our house in California with her tip money.
Wow.
That's
that's pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So. But all right. Well, very good, Elizabeth. Well, thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to us. And
we're gonna
get you in the drawings, and we're going to get you some stuff sent out today, okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Did Gary get your information?
Not yet. He said he'd call me back.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right. Let's talk to Jeff from Mesa, another first-time caller. Jeff, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Good, just listening to your show, and it made me think back when you're talking about the inexpensive hamburgers.
Yeah, what's the cheapest one you ever paid for?
Well, back in at White Castle's. Now, this is I'm an old timer, so this was back in the late '60s, early '70s. But their hamburgers were 10 cents a piece, and they set you back 12 cents if you wanted a cheeseburger.
Oh my God, a whole 2 cents for cheese.
Oh, yeah, I would say a big spender, especially if it was on a date on a Saturday. I told the girl, we'll go all out, cheeseburgers tonight.
All right, great. That is a good memory. So,
oh.
So how long you been listening to our show?
Oh, off and on, probably for about the last year. I've only been out in Mesa. This will be my fifth year out here.
All right.
Well welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy it, and I love the variety, and the trivia questions are wild. They're great.
You never know what you're going to get, do you?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We make up our own words, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, for being a first-time caller, you're an automatic winner, and so you're also going to get a gift certificate to the Groves Bar and Grill.
And, oh, fantastic.
And then if you...
can answer one of the trivia questions.
Answer one of the trivias, you're going to win again.
Okay.
So is there any one of the trivias that you wanted me to pick out for you, or you want to just grab one yourself?
I'll take potluck, which...
Just pick one out of the hat.
Just pick one out.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with this one. What is the oldest man-made food?
Oh, God, I was going to say Twinkie, but I don't think that's right. So,
no, I'll give you a little hint. It's got something to do with dairy.
Something to do with dairy?
Yeah.
Cheese.
There you go.
Very good. You're a winner. So that gives you, we're going to give you 2 gift certificates.
All right.
Oh, fantastic.
Very good. So I'm going to send you also over to Millie's, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
All right, Jeff, we're going to throw you into the other drawings also, so you get a chance to win Sunday champagne brunch for two over at the Scottsdale Resort, and also a chance to be guest host on the show, okay?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have
thank
a great
you,
day.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family-owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. All lines are just ringing today. So right now we are going to talk to Sandy from Gilbert. Then we're going to talk to Debbie from Scottsdale. And then Bobby from Tempe. So, Sandy, how are you?
Good morning, Dennis. Good morning, Diana. I'm okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Sunny, that smile in your face.
Told you, don't call me unless you're smiling.
Oh, I'm smiling as best as I can, but I'm okay.
All right. So, Sandy, what is the cheapest or least inexpensive burger you ever remember buying?
I believe it was from McDonald's when I very first came over. They had a cheeseburger for 39 cents.
Cheeseburger for 39 cents. Okay. All right. That was, when did you come over?
Let me think. 72, I think. Let's see. Karen was four. Hang on. I got to go. Hang on. Maybe 76, I think we came over here.
1976, huh?
I think so.
So you're my sister graduated from high school. That was a bicentennial year.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I graduated from junior high.
Me too. All right. Very good. Very good. So you want to do a trivia
today?
Yeah,
I think I want to do that one that Holly missed. And by the way, it's furry Thursday today. She didn't say anything about Thursday, so I thought I'd get my say in.
Okay. All right. Do 7%, 14%, or 21% of Americans eat at McDonald's?
Well, you know, I know it's not the last one, so I'm just going to go with the middle one.
Nope, that's not it.
Process of elimination.
Oh, somebody's got an easy one coming. All right.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, Sandy. Well, we're going to throw you into the drawings, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks,
all right,
Sandy.
Well, you have a good day and smile. It makes the day go easier.
I don't know about that, but
hey, you know it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
Okay.
All right. So if you smile,
I'll keep that one in 'cause
it's less
stress,
exhausting.
On you. Yeah.
Okay. So just smile and make everything happy. All right.
I'll do my best.
All right, Sandy, we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Debbie. Debbie, how are you today?
Fantastic.
Great. Thanks for being our guest host yesterday.
That was really fun.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. It was a good time.
It was fun. And I want to say that I went and had lunch at the Groves with my girlfriend, and she had ordered the taco salad right away, and it was delicious because we both started it on that because we're so hungry. And then my fish and chips came. Oh, it was glorious. If anybody in the Valley, you know, everybody says can't get good fish and chips, make your way to the Groves.
Well, thank
you.
There
I was at like 1 o'clock having fish and chips, and the sweet potato fries were done perfect, nice and thin and crispy. And the batter on the fish, and the fish just falls apart in your mouth. It's so good. And what's her name, Jennifer?
Yeah.
And she brought us out a basket full of the fish because the fries came out first, and we just started eating them and eating them. We ate them all the fish up, and she's like, oh, this is really good. I got to get Louie over here, her husband. And then that wasn't enough. I had to order the coconut cream pie.
Oh, no.
And so, oh, my gosh, that was to die for. That's my favorite pie, and I never get it. And the piece was as big as my head. And, so I ate that in the car on the way to Pie Section.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. I'm such a glutton for punishment. And so I got to Pie Section, and I bought the green chili pie. I bought a small apple pie, and I bought a lemon sour cream pie, which I don't know, but I put it in the freezer. What do y'all think of that? Is that going to be okay?
I'm not sure how that's going to turn out.
You know, it should be okay.
Yeah, I thought maybe it'd be like a cream cheesecake, which I put in the freezer all the time.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. I'm not sure about
it. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, I'm not one for freezing cream pies, but...
No, I know, me neither, but what was I going to do? My husband's out of town, and I would eat the whole pie, so that's not good.
Well, then I think that's a perfect thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. Get it out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
And so I just really had a good time, and thank you for all the gift certificates and the good time and the fabulous fish, as usual.
All right. Well,
we really appreciated you joining us. It was great. Thank you.
All right. You got, hamburgers. See, you've tripped a button with this. Everybody has a hamburger memory.
That's right.
And in 1974, I was working in a ladies' clothing store. I was still in high school, and they opened the first McDonald's in our town, in our suburb. First one we'd ever seen. And the hamburgers there were a quarter. But I was interested in the fries, and those were 15 cents. And I just, you know, a small order back then meant a small order.
Right.
And the burgers were only as big as the palm of your hand. You know, not like today, everything's jumbo size. But then White Castle, I moved back to the Midwest in the 80s, about 82. White Castles were still going for 15 cents right before they had jumped to a quarter. And my kids and I, because I was a single mom, we'd go sledding all day at the golf course and then go over there. And whatever we could drain the coin jar for is how we paid with the White Castles.
Well, very good.
yep. That's the way we made money stretch back then.
Hey, you know what? You do what you have to do. And I remember back in the mid-80s when I was trying to make my money stretch, I'd go over to the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
and I'd go get all the outdated stuff. You know how they have all this stuff in one area? I could get, you know, I could fill up three grocery bags full for like 10 bucks, you know, because all of this was outdated and stuff. It was still good, but it was just outdated, and that's how we... Yeah, that's how we lived.
well, heck, you know, I just had the kids drop the cans on the ground because then any dented can was 15 cents. Like, here, kids. I'm sure they wondered how I got so many Manwich cans that had been dented. But
that reminds me of the show, the movie with Adam Sandler, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
And he's teaching the kid, you just grab it, you throw it on the ground, and then you get a half price.
Yeah, Yeah, we would look. We would look for any dents in a can, and they would roll their eyes at the cash register. But I would speak them out, yeah.
All right. Well, see, okay. We all do what we got to do.
That's right. Good times. Good times. But anyway, you guys take care. I'm not eligible to answer any questions.
All right. Well, we will talk to you very soon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Keep listening.
Thanks,
Debbie. Thanks, Debbie. Bye.
All right. Let's take one more call. Bobby from Tempe, and then we'll go to a break. Bobby, how are you?
Hi. Pretty good. Pretty good. Learning patience.
Yeah?
I was telling your call screener that this is not the first time calling, because I called you guys at Christmas when you had the bacon lady who made candy bacon and popcorn bacon.
Right.
And it was so good. As a matter of fact, I took off from where I was volunteering to find the place. And I had still set pieces in my refrigerator. It was excellent.
Well, good.
And the homemade marshmallows. She also made homemade marshmallows.
Yep, yeah.
But that was super.
Well,
anyway, great. I want to guess at the, which is a pretty good guess, on the percentages Americans said.
All right.
It's the 21%.
No.
Seven?
Yeah.
Okay, then I spit out the wrong number. I was thinking 21, always 21.
Basically what you did was you said they already said the 21%, so it's the 7%,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
And that's kind of scary, though. That's almost 10% of the population.
That eats at McDonald's, yeah.
Every day.
That's scary because, you know, we have a problem with voluptuous citizens.
Yeah.
Voluptuousicity, I call it.
Yeah.
And non-nutricity.
I like it.
But anyway, that's okay. To each his own. What can I say? I haven't had one, I guess, since the 70s.
Since the 70s?
Mm-hmm. But I grow a lot of my own vegetables and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. You have a nice little garden in your backyard?
Oh,
or?
Lovely. Lovely. And I invested in peach apricot.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, do you get some nice juicy peaches? Oh, I miss those.
Wonderful peaches coming up, so I'm all excited about that. But I enjoy your show because you talk about food, which is one of the items I love the most.
Yeah, we do too. That's one of our favorites also.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't there another thing you could take a guess at? I can't remember.
Yeah, actually, what is the most inexpensive burger you remember ever buying?
That was the one probably back in the 70s, and I think it was, I'm going to say like 25 cents or so. The kids wanted a McDonald's.
Oh, yep. Over at McDonald's, yep.
And I think that's about it. Very inexpensive.
All right.
But look, that's our inflation rate, too.
Yep.
You
it's
know?
Inflation and the cost of the, I mean, the, you know, I had a long talk today with somebody over at Restaurant Depot, and we were discussing that. Just everything's going up and up and up, and it's hard for, you know, it's getting tougher.
Well, my prayer is I would like for everyone to kind of subsidize their own eating habits by planting their own garden, because even if you have an apartment, you could still plant carrots in pots, and they work beautifully.
Absolutely.
And Swiss chard grows like a weed.
Yep.
And there's so many. You can barbecue it. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it is so good.
Yeah.
But there's so many ways we could stop what we're doing by having someone else prepare our food, and we could do it by ourselves.
Yeah. Well, you would get along very well with our friend Kathy from Rio Verde. She does all her own baking of breads, and
yeah,
they grow
it's
their
incredible.
Gardens and stuff, so...
Even strawberries, my strawberries are doing good, and I just made some bread, beer, B-E-E-R, bread this morning, and it was very good and easy to do. Just let me get out of the parking lot. I'm standing in the middle of the parking lot.
Okay.
Someone's going to run me over just for the heck of it. But, yeah, that's my prayer, is for everyone to take time, and it's also so meditative to watch this little seed come up into this huge plant.
Yes.
And the kids find that as magical.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's so sad that they don't know where a lot of things come from. They think it's the cold case at the grocery store.
Right.
Yeah, well,
that's what we were talking about, even with the Dairy Council, how people think because the eggs are in the dairy section at the grocery store, some people think that eggs are dairy.
No.
You know, I mean, but that's how it's gotten. You know, they
very sad.
Don't think about it.
My kids, when I'm a stepmom, and when we got custody, they're in their mid-40s now. But I would take them to the farm in Marlin, Texas, where my mom had a farm, so they would see. They'd be able to catch their own fish. They were able to watch Gwen pick the eggs from the chickens and the beef that we had butchered that past fall, and the gardens full of tomatoes and blackberries, et cetera. And their little eyes were just huge with wonderment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we talked about that with the Dairy Council, and it was, I think, 30 years ago, 80% of the people had something to do with agriculture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then it dropped to 20 years ago, it was 20% or 40%. And now today, it's less than 10% people.
And that is so sad.
It is.
And I don't like the big agro-farmers. I like the small farmers.
Right.
You know, your organics all over the place that struggle to make a living. But they also have a feeling, you know, this is their life's work. It's kind of like a vocation.
Yes, yes.
And I appreciate that. But they, too, have finally realized the simplicity of life and what makes them happy and the contentment of just having that and not worrying about being bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yep, I agree with you. It's,
no, I agree.
Yep. Bigger is not always better.
You got it.
All right.
Eventually, if we really have problems, it's going to be all us little farmers sitting on little mounds like the Buddhas. They will come to us for consultations.
Yep.
You know?
All right.
All right. Put my name in there because I want to help. I want to sit there and host you guys and then pork out.
All right. We will do that. And also, I'm going to send you a gift certificate to the Groves Bakery, okay?
Oh, that's my thing.
All right, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bless your heart.
You have a great day, okay?
I choose to.
All right. Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call. It's Throwback Thursday. Call us and tell us some of your memories of the least expensive burger you ever got, if you can remember that far. So,
gladly
pay you Tuesday for a burger today.
And that's how it works, right? It's really funny because I'm looking at it and I'm remembering what I went through in the 80s and 87, 88, and 89 seemed to be really bad here in Arizona as far as, you know, getting jobs.
It was pretty cool here in Arizona at that time. I was here 86, 87.
Yeah, but 87, 88, and 89 were not. That's when jobs started going really south. And I moved to California because jobs were so
Literally
sparse.
Going south, as in? The Mexico or wherever.
Anyway. So, yeah, so I found this website, you know, the cost of living in different years. And, boy, what a difference. I mean, in 1980,
was the year of the K car, wasn't it?
Well, it doesn't show the K car, but it does show Pac-Man, one of the longest running video game franchises for the Golden Age.
I still want a Pac-Man
Did you
game.
Know we're in the Golden Age now?
Are we?
Yeah. So, yeah, the 1980 Ford Thunderbird.
Yep.
I think I had an 82 Monarch, Ford Monarch. It looked just like this Ford Thunderbird, but it was the Monarch.
That's
I think that's what it was called.
No, the Thunderbirds went from being a sports car to a big luxurious car. Now they're back to being a sports car.
Yeah, they kind of gone up and down, haven't they?
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny to look back and see what a gallon of milk cost and your bread and.
Okay, in 1970, what did a gallon of milk cost?
Okay, let me tell you. It was, we have, it was a gallon of milk was $1.32. Stamps were 6 cents. A loaf of bread, get this, a loaf of bread was 24 cents. And now it's over $2, right?
Yep. And
maybe four for
not
some.
Only but did you pay those cheap prices, but then you got the green stamps that you could put in the books.
Yeah, those are called, no, they're, I thought they were blue.
There were blue chips and yeah. There were green. So you got blues or greens depending on where you went. And you could, once you filled up a book, you could take it in and you could go into their stores or send it in and buy stuff like appliances and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, so you were not only getting it at a good price, but you were getting something in return also.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
I remember they even played that one on the Brady Bunch. They had to save up for those stamps.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah. I don't remember what they bought, but I remember them saving up all those stamps. They were called blue chip stamps.
Once there was this man that met this lady who had three young boys of his own.
Okay, what was Alice's boyfriend's name?
Sam the Butcher.
Ah, you remember.
What were all the Brady kids' names?
Greg, Peter, Bobby, Marcia, Jan, and Cindy.
There you go. All right. Very good.
Had to go back in that file cabinet and find that.
All right. How about the Partridge Family?
There was Danny and Keith and Lori. And I don't remember those two little kids.
Yeah.
What were the two little kids' names?
I don't know.
What was the mom's name? And then their manager?
Well, her last name was Cassidy because not legal. I mean, legal name was Cassidy because she married David Cassidy's or Keith from Partridge Family.
It was David Cassidy's real name, but he's named Keith.
Yeah, and
on the
and
show.
She was actually his stepmom. So, because she married his dad.
Yes. So, what was her name?
Florence. No, that was Florence Henderson. Was from the other one. what was her name?
Her name was Shirley Jones. Was
Shirley
her actual
Jones.
Name?
There
but what was
is.
Her name on the show?
It wasn't Shirley. I don't know.
Okay, we have stumped you.
You did. Give me a minute. It'll come
okay.
to me. It'll come to me.
And Reuben Kincaid was their manager.
Yes. And, yeah. So anyway.
Her name was Shirley on the show.
It was on Shirley also.
I don't think they knew to change their names very much then. No.
Yeah. Here's a stranger we haven't talked
to.
Let's talk
Maggie.
To Maggie. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I've been listening every day. I just, for some reason, didn't call in.
You've been lost.
And I heard you having trouble with Shirley Jones, and I thought, I need to call him and tell him who it is. But he knew it. You guys are good. Because you're a lot younger than me.
We're not that much younger than you.
I think so.
No. So what's going on? What you been up to?
Oh, just working and getting ready for Easter and getting ready for an operation. And
yeah, so you got big Easter dinner plans?
I got three people coming over, company, yeah.
Okay.
My girlfriend, her husband, and her mother, and they come over every holiday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, they're nice people.
What are you making?
Leg of lamb.
Leg of lamb.
Yes, and she brings a dish and or two, and we're having asparagus, and she's making these roasted red potatoes. And
which leg is it?
Either the right or the left. I'm not sure.
Just one leg, though. He's going to be hobbling.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, we're having two leg of lambs because they're not. I guess they have a lot of fat on them or something. I don't know. He wants to make two, my husband. So.
Oh, okay.
I thought, whatever, I don't care.
Long
well,
as you're
they're
doing
really
it.
Just not really that big is the thing.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem, yeah. He's afraid we'll run out of meat.
Yeah.
I remember when they were huge when I was a kid. Of course, you know, everything looks big when you're little, and then when you get older, it's that small.
Yep, all right. So what is the least expensive hamburger you remember ever buying?
My gosh. Probably, I'm just going to guess, like the one guy said, White Castle. They were real cheap, what, 25 cents?
Yeah, so you're from the East Coast then?
Yeah, I'm from Ohio.
Ohio. What's in Ohio?
I don't know. We moved out here when I was 3 years old. So. I remember the buses, the diesel, smelling the diesel, and I remember the nuns.
The nuns.
Yeah. That's all I remember. And the snow, the cold weather.
Well, you don't know what's in Ohio?
Well, I know.
High is in Ohio. Remember? You put the Ohio. Remember, it used to be a joke. Nobody's getting
it. Isn't it spelled the backwards? And no, that's not true.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say the same way, but no, the H will mess you up every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good. All right. Well, you are eligible. You want to try a trivia?
Sure.
Do you want me to just throw one at you?
Yeah, because I didn't hear him.
Okay. All right. True or false? The Incas measured time by how long it took to cook a potato.
The Inca Indians?
Yep.
I'm going to say false.
No, actually it was true. That's how they measured time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
that's all right.
I guess I'll have to call back to get in the survey quest or to get in the soup pot. Are you having the soup pot or no?
We've
for
got
the Sunday brunch, the Sunday champagne brunch for two?
Oh, I already won that.
Yeah, but we pretty much went through everybody, so we opened it back up.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to doing the breakfast in a show.
And that's been opened back up, too.
Yeah, well, good. Okay.
All right.
Well, you guys have a nice Easter, and I'll listen to you tomorrow. Maybe I'll call in.
All right. Sounds
thanks,
good.
Maggie.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Maggie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll be talking with Rob from Scottsdale.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk. 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, so here's a little bit more to the Partridge Family. Did you know that there were several people that appeared on there that were already famous, of course, you know, Richard Pryor and several, Maury Amsterdam and Dick Clark was even on there. Jodie Foster was on there. So then afterwards, people came famous such as Farrah Fawcett and Louis Gossett Jr. I mean, what a, I can't believe all those people were on that show.
All so, those people.
Yeah, there was a lot. So anyway, let's talk to Rob let's from Scottsdale.
Hey, Rob.
Hello. How are we today?
We are good. How are you?
I'm doing really well for an old fat cripple guy.
Yeah?
I don't believe that.
Yeah, what, that I'm doing well?
No, the old fat crippled part.
Did you know that there is a fantastic little cafe in this town that every day between 11 and 1, they set up the radio and play a particular station?
They do?
Yes, they do. I'm going to give a shout-out to them today.
All right, great. Who is it?
I'm going to say hi to Millie and Alexandra and Jacob and Raul over at Millie's Cafe.
Well, that's because they are great people over there.
You
know
absolutely,
that?
They are. I walked in there yesterday after I talked to you. And they said, hey, we heard you on the radio just a few minutes ago.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. What I did was I took one of their menus, one of their to-go menus, and every time I order something different, and I put a check mark next to it. And I've gone through the whole menu now with the exception of two or three things.
All right.
Not a bad bite of food.
Oh, I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, and while I was there yesterday, another guy, it's all Puerto Rican food, and another guy came in with his brother, and he is from Puerto Rico. And they ordered a whole bunch of stuff, and I just sat back and watched. And when they got their food and they tasted it, I asked him, how does it compare? And he was just flabbergasted. He said, the only better I've tasted is my mother's, and that's it. And this is really close to it.
Wow, that is a wonderful compliment.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, Millie's, they're a great place. They're a great family, and we love them. And, you know, they just can't do anything wrong that I can see yet.
No, everything in there is just absolutely perfect. Just great. Very hospitable, like you say, great people.
And the food is excellent.
It is indeed. Hamburgers, cheap hamburgers. When I was a little pup in Scottsdale, down on Scottsdale Road about Thomas, at a place called 777 Plaza, they had a place called Busy Boy Hamburgers, 15 cents a piece.
15 cents.
Yeah, they were really good, too. Yeah. Now, also, S&H Green Stamps you were talking about.
S&H, that's what I can remember.
Yep. Yeah, another one was Gold Bond Stamps also.
Yep.
Now, S&H Green Stamps, I also worked at a bowling alley as a young punk. And what we did, we had colored pins. We would throw three colored pins, a red, a green, and I think a yellow or something, into the rack of pins. And then when they would come up as head pins or 7-10 splits or whatever combination, and you got a strike, you got green stamps. It was a special night of bowling for green stamps.
Yeah. Yeah, and whatever happened, I mean, they were going gangbusters there for a long time.
Yeah. Well, somebody had to pay for it somewhere, and I'm sure the profit margin came out of the, you know, the people that were giving out the green stamps at the stores.
Yeah.
You know, so probably just cut out the fat and trim it back down to pass the savings on to us.
Yep, I guess so.
Yeah. I think what happened was things like Costco and, you know, probably Kmart back then and cheaper places.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was fun. I mean, I remember my mom collected them all the time, and I remember just having books and books of them.
Oh, yeah. I did, too. You know, there was a lot of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get sporting equipment you could get in there.
Yeah.
So I usually use it for.
Yep.
Oh, maybe that's what they want on the Brady Bunch. It was a bike.
Yeah.
I can't remember. All right. You never know.
You never know.
All right. So, So 15 cents was the cheapest burger that you remember. Now you want to try some trivia?
I haven't heard any that I know, so you can just throw some out there.
All right. In the 1950s, it took 27 hours to make a single Peep marshmallow chick. Does it take 6 minutes, 12 minutes, or 18 minutes today?
They've got those things everywhere. They've got to be sliced down to 6 minutes.
You are absolutely right. Yes, sir, it is 6 minutes. All right. You are in the drawings. Okay.
Outstanding.
Perfect.
Yep. All right. And, Rob, you have a wonderful, great day, and have a great Easter if we don't talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, you'll probably see me tomorrow.
Well, then we'll just see you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, buddy, you too.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. That's our number. Give us a call. And, yeah, big shout-out over there to Millie's Cafe. Authentic Puerto Rican cuisine.
Gotta love it. That's over at 1616 East Main Street. You can call in your orders ahead of time at 480-223-8217. That's Millie's Cafe, Puerto Rican cuisine.
That's right. And if you're listening, you know, you can send me over a sandwich right now. I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, I want the pink beans and rice. I love it.
I'll have the trifecta or the Cubana, either one. So
we're going to have to go on a road trip, aren't we?
Yep, going to have to do that. Just kind of feeling it right now. So my tummy's a grumbling.
Uh-oh, well, it's lunchtime. We should be eating lunch.
I should have ate breakfast.
Well, we should have. We didn't have our smoothie today like yesterday.
Nope. So anyway,
I never found out from Pyfections who the winner was.
Well, did you look it up?
I looked it up. I'll have to see if they put it on Facebook today. It wasn't on before, so I'm just curious who won the pie eating contest.
Yeah.
And don't forget, when we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to be giving a recipe, and that's brought to you by Alexon Design Group. They do pools, spas, and landscaping. For free consultation, give them a call, 480-699-7796, or check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's alexondesign.com.
And they do some beautiful stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. Take a look at their website and check it out, because if you need some stuff done, they're the ones to call. And
they do a beautiful job.
Yeah. Yeah. We know them personally, and they do a great job. So.
And then don't forget, after, at 12:15, we're going to be talking with Mike from Southern Recipe, and he's going to be telling us all about pork rinds.
That's right. We're going to learn about pork rinds today. And I want to throw a special shout out over to Ross at Salerno's.
Hi, Ross at Salerno's.
How you doing, Ross? It was great talking with you this morning. Ran into you over at the Restaurant Depot, and we had nice conversation. And so it was good to see him. I hadn't seen him in a little while, so. Here's to you, Ross.
All right.
And hope you're having a great day.
And they're located at Salerno's restaurant is located at 3921 East Guadalupe Road in Gilbert. So go see Ross.
Go check him out. They do some great stuff over there. I mean, he's still got his mom and dad working in there, and they're 80 years old, you know. They're still helping out over there a lot and putting in more hours and so go over there, tell them hi, and that you heard about them from us, and that they're a great place, so go check them out.
Right, and that's over at Salerno's, located at 3921 East Guadalupe Road in Gilbert.
All right, and right now we're going to talk to Jim from South Tempe, and Jim, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Dennis?
Good, and yourself?
Oh, just fine. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Jim.
How's your day going?
Just wonderful. It's Thursday. We've got a beautiful wine tasting tonight, so we're gearing up for that.
All right. I'm sitting here looking at a 1985 green stamp catalog.
Oh, wonderful. What are you going to order?
Well, there's a strawberry in here, if I could find it.
A strawberry?
Yeah. Let's see.
Yes.
It's a, let's see, you'll love this big strawberry. It's a cookie jar.
Oh, okay.
red naturally and green ceramic. It costs $7.50 of stamps.
$7.50.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's all kinds of things in this catalog, but the green stamp store used to be just west of Central Avenue on Indian School Road in Phoenix.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a regular green stamp catalog store, And you go in there and take the stamps, and however you say, you know, this many for this item and this many for that item. And most of the stores had the green stamps to go along with your purchases. You know, they give you stamps for you at the grocery stores and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember they had those little dial things. They just dial it, and then that's the amount
that
would shoot out.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I love going down memory lane.
Yeah, like I said, this catalog is from February 25th, 1985.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you remember the least expensive burger you ever got?
Least expensive burger?
Yeah.
Burger. Well, I used to I used to get them for free when I worked in the kitchen in the military.
Yeah, but I'm talking like
it's
Throwback Thursday. So, like, you know, I remember when I could get a burger over at McDonald's for 25 cents.
Oh, well, believe me, if I go back to when I'm in service, that's definitely throwback. That goes to 1958.
All right.
But we used to get burgers for a nickel downtown Winslow.
Okay.
Right on the corner, you know, that corner in Winslow, standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
The Eagles.
Right on that corner at the drugstore, they had a regular a food counter, and you could get a burger in there for a nickel.
Wow.
But like I said, my goodness, that's what, 60, 70 years ago, something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, long time.
All right. Well, very good, Jim. You are in the drawings, okay?
Oh, well, thank you very much.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
You guys, too.
All right. We're going to break for station identification, and then we're going to come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye,
all right,
Jim.
Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll talk with Manny from Gilbert.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Katy, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Throwback Thursday, so we're wanting to know all kinds of things from back in the day. But right now, we're going to start off, and we're going to do some trivia and do a couple things. And then I've got Manny from Gilbert waiting on the line, and I've got Janet from Mesa waiting on the line. So we will be right with you two. And right now, let's do the trivia.
All right. We have trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is?
And the trivia today is, what country in Europe has over 400 beer brands? And what famous chef, cookbook author, and TV host said the secret to long life was red meat and gin? So I'll throw that one out to my buddy Paul from Mesa. See if you can answer that one, Paul. All right. And then what brand of vodka in 1948 premiered that drinking it will alleviate whiskey breath?
Drinking vodka will alleviate whiskey breath?
Yeah, you know, alcohol breath.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
So, what vegetable is never sold frozen? Which vegetable is never sold frozen? And do 1/4, 1/3, or 1/5 of potatoes grow in U.S. wind up as French fries? Okay.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287. We also have the Taste of Music brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for any of your special baking needs. Right now, don't forget, we've got Easter this Sunday, so if you need some pies, cakes, or cupcakes, or anything you can think of, give them a call, 480-813-4610.
All right, and the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, play me some music there, Garion. All right, and that was our Taste of Music. All right. So, and our question of the day for Throwback
Survey question
is, what is the least expensive burger you ever remember buying? Go way, 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 way back. Okay. All right. Now, right now, I'm going to talk to Manny from Gilbert. Manny, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You two guys sounding wonderful yourselves.
Well, thank you. We're feeling pretty good today.
Yeah, okay, survey. I remember 1958, I had just bought my first car, and the fellow opened up a drive-in just down the street from my house. It was called Howdy's, and it was a flagrant theft of Howdy Doody, because he had the same colors and the same kind of clown going around, and yeah, we hadn't heard of McDonald's yet, but if I remember correctly, his burgers were a dime and 12 cents for a cheeseburger.
Wow. Wow. Yep, that cheese was awfully expensive back then.
Yep, and the I want to say the fries were a nickel or a large for a dime, but I'm not positive of that.
Yeah, you know, you go now and you ask for an extra slice of cheese on something, and it's at least 75 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Well, that's because the cows are in a union now, so you got to pay them more to make the milk to make the cheese.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, the unionization of cows.
Yeah. Well, why not? They've unionized college athletes now, so what's next?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I still can't believe that's going to happen.
Yeah. That's going to open up a can of worms, so baby. Anyhow, the trivia question, is that a trick question? Because I know one thing you'd never find frozen is tomatoes, but a tomato isn't a vegetable, it's a fruit.
Right, so that's not...
So that's not the answer.
Nope.
I'm trying to think of another vegetable you would never find frozen, and I can't come up with one, so I'll leave that for somebody else.
All right. It's actually an easy one if you think about it. But so, all right. Well, very good. So, yeah, delivering?
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Making people happy, making them smile.
That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Like I told Sandy this morning, it takes less energy to smile than it does to frown, and it makes everybody else happy and in a good mood. So
yeah, well, see, she's been wanting to exercise, and she can't walk because of her knee, so maybe frowning is her way of getting that extra workout in.
Oh, okay.
Go frown, smile, frown, smile, frown, right. Smile. Yeah. Up and down, right. Up and down.
Not exactly a cardio workout, but it'll do.
It'll do some kind of workout.
Yeah.
All right.
Man. All right, Manny. Well, you have a good day, and we'll see you later on, okay?
All right, we'll do.
All right, buddy. Bye. All right, let's talk to Janet from Mesa, then we'll talk from Paul from Mesa. Janet, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dennis. How are you? And Diana?
I am doing fantabulous.
Fantabulous.
Good for you.
Yep. It's a good day.
How did Lent affect your business?
How did Lent affect our business?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first couple of weeks, our fish sales went out the roof.
Yeah.
You know, I went from doing, 45, 50 pounds of cod on Friday night to doing 90 pounds of cod on Friday night.
Wow.
And then it just, you got a couple weeks like that, and then it just kind of slows, drops a little bit and stuff.
Yeah, we get tired of fish after a while.
Yeah, but we're still doing surprisingly a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our fish fry is good to begin with.
Yes, it is.
You know, but then during Lent, they just more people go out for it. So
right, Yeah, you think, when am I going to serve for dinner tonight? Oh, I know. We'll go to a fish fry.
Exactly. That's what happens. No one wants to smell up their house.
And what was it? Last year we were wrote up in the paper as one of the best fish fries in the state. So
yeah. Oh, good.
That was nice. And so, yeah, if you haven't tried it, come on out and try it.
Oh, I've had your fish fries.
Oh, I know you have. Yep. So.
And I have a message for Jim in Tempe.
Okay.
If you have any of those green stamps, the books, you can turn them in for cash.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to have like 1,200 of them to get $1.20.
No, no.
Yeah.
Is that anywhere in a book?
Yeah, I looked it up.
Oh, well, a book I think you could get for, it could get $2.50 or $3 or something per book.
Per book?
Wow.
Okay.
And it used to be the prizes were worth like $3 a book.
Yeah. But it was, I remember it well. I remember getting all those and stuff. So It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we got a picnic set one time in a table and chairs and toys for the kids and all that stuff.
All right. All right. Well, what's the cheapest hamburger you remember having?
I don't remember. We never had fast food as kids.
Well, it doesn't have to be fast food. I mean, did you ever go to a diner and have a hamburger?
No.
No?
Huh.
Okay. I don't think so. We used to have hamburgers at home.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it at Woolworth that they had a little diner in there?
Yep.
Yeah, they used to have cheap sandwiches.
Yep.
Boy, back in the 90s, I went to we had a Owl drugstore, and it had a little shop in the back. And for $3, I got lunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm a lot older than you.
No, you're not.
No.
I really am. I'm old enough to be your mother or maybe your grandmother.
I doubt it.
No.
Definitely your mother.
Maybe mother.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I remember like 15-cent sandwiches at Woolworth.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right, Janet. Well,
you look good.
You
well,
do.
Thank you.
You always look great.
Do any of you or your listeners get love with food?
Get what?
Love with food.
No.
No, you told us about that before.
Mm-hmm. And I was just eating something out of my latest box, and it's Hatch popcorn with Hatch chilies.
Wow. Okay.
I've never had that.
Well,
it's good.
When we get done talking to Paul, we're going to go over and we've got an interview with Mike Willis. And he is from the he's going to talk
recipe.
About Southern
he's
Recipe.
He's
going to
talk about
his
pork rinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he is the East Coast Regional Sales Director for Rudolph Foods. So he's going to talk to us about the pork rinds and stuff. So
and this hat, this love with food, for each box that you buy, it's a subscription thing. They provide a meal for a homeless child, a hungry child.
Oh, very nice. Very good.
So that's nice, too.
Yeah.
All right, so check them out. That's Love with Food.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
perfect.
Janet. Very good. We're going to stick you into the drawings, okay?
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
All right,
you're
have
welcome.
A great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Paul, what's going on, buddy?
You know what, I am driving along and I look over to the side of the road and there's a guy pushing his wheelchair. And every time I see that, I just die. I think he's either had an encounter with Benny Hinn or, he was faking it to begin with. I don't know. I heard the challenge go out on the air and I am racking my brain, which doesn't take long. Kind of small, I can rack it over and over again pretty quickly. Was that the Galvin Gourmet Graham Cracker?
No, it was not.
Because he's the only guy I can think of with an accent. And again, it's a British New England, Englandish thing.
The Galloping Gourmet.
No, this was a very tall person.
Very tall person. God, James Beard was short and fat, and the guy from Louisiana, he chuckled a lot, and I don't think he drank again. This one really got me something.
All right, that means you're just going to have to listen to the rest of the show until we tell you, okay?
Yeah, it was not James Bond. you got it. I sure will. I don't know if I can. I'm just out of touch. I'll catch up with you later. This one's making me think.
All right. Well, think hard and call me back in a little bit, okay?
All right, kids. Be good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
All right. Bye. All right. Right now, we are going to go to our interview with Mike Willis and
Jetty.
If Garion, if you can talk to Jetty and let her know that we've got to do this interview right now, and we'll be back with her. So let's talk to Mike Willis. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Dennis. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We've been kind of playing tag the last few days, haven't we?
Well, I'm glad we finally hooked up, but. Hey, you guys might have already mentioned this, but I wonder if your listeners know that April is National Food Month.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Can you believe that? Hey, everybody eats food. Everybody loves it, so why not celebrate it?
That's right.
We kind of celebrate that every day. We love food.
I think that's great.
So, Mike, tell us about what you got going on over there.
Well, let me tell you, Rudolph Foods... it's actually a family business that was started back in 1955 by John and Mary Rudolph. And through John's leadership, we have grown to be the largest manufacturer of pork rinds in the world. We actually have 6 plants in the United States that are coast to coast. We have a plant in Mexico, a plant in Brazil, and a plant in Denmark. And kind of one of the cool things, because we do pork rinds, the recipe that we use to make our pork rinds was actually invented by Mary Rudolph back in 1955, and we still use that same recipe. And that's what separates our product from everybody else, which we are really proud of that.
That is. That's the fact that you're still a family-owned company, that's just amazing.
Absolutely. And it's the two of the sons are running the business now, and I tell you what, they are two of the hardest working people. I feel like I work hard, but they work twice as hard as I do. And reinvest the profits of the company and the resources back into the company, into the plants, and the people that work for Rudolph Foods are number one priority. And that's kind of hard to find these days.
That is. Very, very much so.
Absolutely.
All right. So
I gave out a couple of your recipes yesterday on what else you can do with the pork rinds and how you can use them in your cooking.
Sure.
So I was happy to share those with everybody and all your different flavors.
Well, you know, I'll tell you about the flavors in a minute, but you just hit on a really important point, and that is the pork rinds, you know, and people finally are realizing what an incredible nutritional story they've got. It all kind of got kicked off when the Atkins diet was at its peak, but pork rinds, they're 70% protein, but a serving of pork rinds is only 80 calories. There's only 5 grams of fat, and the fat that's in it is they equate to the same kind of fat that's like the good fat that's in olive oil. They're zero carbs, zero trans fat, and they're gluten-free, which is really neat getting back to the recipe thing. A lot of people will use, they'll crunch up pork rinds real fine and use them as a substitute for like a flour-based breading. And if you do it with chicken or fish, you just dip, you know, the chicken in a egg bath and then roll them in crunched up pork rinds and saute them. They are fantastic. It's a really good for you type thing. One of my favorite things to do with pork rinds is, you know, pretty much everybody loves tortilla chips and salsa. I encourage everyone to try, instead of using tortilla chips, use pork rinds. It's really great with salsa, but my favorite is to do it with like a cheese queso dip. And serve that at a party or use it for tailgating, and it'll be the first thing to go, I promise you.
All right. And then you're making me hungry right now.
Well, let me just say this too while I'm thinking about it. In your neck of the woods, if your listeners are looking for some Rudolph pork rinds, we have different brands, but where you are, in pretty much any convenience store that you go in, you're going to be able to find a brand of pork rinds and cracklings called Pepe's. And, of course, we have all the plain barbecue hot flavors. They can also go in Walmart, and there's a Rudolph brand back in the snack section that, of course, is our product. And those are a couple places that certainly they'll be able to find it and taste it and enjoy it.
Okay, well, you just said something that I need to ask you. What's the difference between pork rinds and cracklings?
Okay, I might be giving you more information than you want, but I can answer that question.
Okay.
The difference in Rudolph Foods, I know this very well because we're very vertically integrated. We actually start with the raw material and go all the way through to that finished pork rind or cracklin. But the pork rind is actually made from the belly part of the pig or the back part of the pig, and it's just the skin. There's no fat or anything. It's just the meat, and it's, you know, all protein. And we go through a process that you know, pops up, and it's a very fluffy, light product. The difference in that and a cracklin, the cracklin is actually made from the front shoulder part of the pig, and the raw material actually has a layer of fat on it, which really just adds to the flavor. But because of that fat, it doesn't puff up as big as the pork rind. It's a little more dense bacon flavor, a little harder bite, and it's just a different product. And both those products, I don't know if you're aware of this, our number one demographic is the Hispanic consumer. And I think one of the reasons that's true is with the cracklins, as you're asking about, that product is used by those folks as really more of a seasoning ingredient. They'll use it to put it in scrambled eggs or to season beans or, you know, something like that. So they use it five times a day. So it's kind of interesting how that starts. The product is called a chicharroni. It's kind of their you know, potato chip.
Right. And that's what I grew up with, too.
Sure. Sure.
All right, so what are you guys doing to incorporate it into National Food Month?
Well, we'd invite everybody to do this, to go to our website, and if you can't find it locally, order some at our country store, and just somebody that hasn't tried them before, try the product out and taste it, and I promise you will like it. I'm over in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're involved right now in the Southeast and a number of festivals and things, and we're giving out the product to get people to just do trial and sample it and see what they think.
So why do you think that the pork rinds are the perfect snack for families?
Well, I think one of the things that I hear over and over and over is pork rinds are different from potato chips. You know, people aren't really passionate about potato chips. They are about pork rinds because pork rinds are something that are passed down from generation to generation. I don't know how many folks, you know, grandfathers and whatever, that mention pork rinds, and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember we used to, you know, do those on the farm ourselves, and then they pass that thought down to their sons, and then it continues to get passed on. And it's just a family-type thing that is shared and enjoyed, and it makes it a different kind of snack food.
All right. And what are some of the fun food facts about the pork rinds and cracklins?
Well, yeah, pork rinds is just, it's one of those items that, believe it or not, it actually originated over 2,000 years ago in Spain. That's where it came from, and it migrated through Central and South America, Mexico, came into the States, and most people thought that, you know, it was something that was made in the last 100 years, but it actually goes back that far, so that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is. Now, you guys are headquartered in Lima, Ohio?
Actually, our headquarters is in, it's pronounced Lima.
Lima? like a lima bean.
Lima,
okay.
But don't feel bad. Most people, when they first look at it, they want to say Lima, and they think Lima, Peru. But
that's all right. We got a town up in Alaska called Tok, and it's spelled okay. T-O-K, and everybody tries to pronounce it Talk. Oh, yeah, I went to Talk.
Yeah, no. I hear you.
Who'd you go to talk with?
But, yeah, actually, our corporate office is in Lima, Ohio. We have a plant here where I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, we have two plants in Lima, but we have one in Atlanta, Georgia, plant in Dallas, Texas, a plant in New Hebron, Mississippi. I bet you've never been there.
No, sir.
And a plant in Southern California. So, like I said, we're pretty much coast to coast.
Right. Now, obviously, you're not using the whole pig because people are, you know, are you getting it from like the butchers and stuff? Is that?
No, we actually get it from the packing houses. There's probably 20 different packing houses, like a Smithfield or Tyson. Those are the people that we buy from. But it's funny you mention that. The pig, and it's no lie, everything is used but the oink. And a pig is, normal weight of a pig that would go to slaughter or whatever is going to be, say, 250 pounds. Of that 250 pounds, the skin that is all raw material only makes up about 6 or 7 pounds of that whole 250. So
oh, wow.
We use, we use about 140 million pounds of pork skins a year that we start with as a raw material and turn that into the finished pork rind and cracklin as your listeners would enjoy it.
140 million.
It's a lot of pigs, isn't it?
That is.
That is a lot of pigs.
It is.
And you know, you like you said, this is going to be something that the people that are looking at gluten-free and all of those kind of things. I mean, I'm looking at some pictures on your Facebook, and they've made nachos out of these, so you get that crunch. I mean, even with corn chips, you know, if you put all that cheese and all that goodness on top, they get soggy.
Exactly.
But with the chicharrones or the pork rinds, however you want to describe them, depending on what maker is making them, right?
Sure.
They look absolutely wonderful, and I bet they stay really crunchy.
They really do. And the other thing that's kind of neat is a lot of times when you're talking about these, you know, the low-fat, good-for-you items, a lot of times they don't taste that good. And that's the great thing with the nutritional story that Pork Rinds have. They have that to offer, but then they also have just a great taste. I mean, they really, you know, if you really like bacon, you're going to pretty much probably like pork rinds and crackles.
And I don't know that we haven't met yet, but I absolutely love bacon, and they have a wonderful flavor to them, the pork rinds do. And now that I'm seeing that you have all these different flavors in addition to, I know I used to always put hot sauce on mine.
Sure.
But now you don't even have to do that because you provide all the flavors. So
we do, but you know, it's funny you just mentioned that. One of our customers we co-pack for, we just introduced a new pork rind that is just original flavor pork rind with a hot sauce packet inside of the bag, and that has really, really taken off.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and because obviously a liquid hot sauce, you can't put it on the product ahead of time or it gets awful soggy. But to have that in the bag and you know they take it out and pour it on right there and eat it, it's a real novelty and it just totally changes the taste of the pork rind. So.
You know
what I'm talking about if you used to do that.
I used to do it all the time, and we absolutely love it. And I guess the crunch is what makes it so wonderful. These people that are doing the gluten-free and everything, I know that that's what they miss a lot of is the crunch because you can't have any of the flour
that's
products.
That's funny. You are 100% right. That's it.
And it makes a big difference. And to be able to use it, you can coat your chicken wings with them, to make your buffalo wings or whatever you want to call them, and you can do it with just about anything.
Well, I invite your listeners to go to our website, rudolphfoods.com, and there's a link in there that has all kind of different recipes and just a whole long list of them that they can look at. I mean, there's everything from, like you said, coating the chicken and fish to dips to there's desserts. There's all kind of things you'd never think about to use pork rinds for, but they're really, really good.
And yeah, what a wonderful product.
I had never thought about using it for like coating chicken and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a panko.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. It's very much like that. And it tastes great, but it's that good for you part of it that's great.
Right. You've opened my eyes to a whole new thing, and I've been a chef for, 35 years.
Well, it's funny. They still taste pretty darn good just to get a good old bag of pork rinds and open up a cold can of beer and go with it. But let me ask you this. The thing here in Atlanta that I'm seeing a lot of is these high-end restaurants, which Atlanta has a lot of fantastic restaurants. They are using pork rinds as appetizers where they'll have – their own special seasoning they'll put on it. And I mean, there's all kind of different twists that they've turned it into, a real high-end product that you used to not see years ago. So we're delighted to see that happening. But
all right. That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Not only can you go to Rudolph Foods, but you can also go to Southern Recipe and check out their Facebook.
Exactly.
Right? And where else can they find you?
I'll say this, just go to that rudolphfoods.com and there's a link where you can hook into any place that works for you, whether it's Twitter or whatever you prefer. Go to that. You can link to one of those very easily.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate this. And
hey, thanks
we
for
will
having
be
me.
Doing a couple of these, and I'll give out a few more recipes to include pork rinds.
Very good.
And
I
believe we're going to be receiving some of the pork rinds. We're going to be sending some of those out to some of our listeners. So
I will make sure those are en route to you.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. It's great talking to you. And
keep in touch.
Boy, yeah.
I shall, and thank you again for having me.
You bet, Mike. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll be talking with Jetty from Phoenix, first-time caller.
Thanks for waiting.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. Right now, we are going to talk to a first-time caller, Jetty from Phoenix. Jetty, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We are great.
Thank you so much for waiting. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we just had that previous interview scheduled, so we had to get that on.
Well, it was very interesting. So I heard the gentleman was talking about pork rinds, and I do also remember when they had the little hot sauce packet
that
they would put inside the bag.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool little thing they do there, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. So, Jetty, how long have you been listening to us?
Well, actually, I've had a friend who turned me on, so to speak. Young lady, I don't know, her name's Holly, and she told me about this. Told me this radio station. Told me to check it out and see some of the interesting subjects. Personally, I'm a little partial with Cuban food. That's where my mom and her family are from. And so I just thought maybe I'd have a little input about that, as well as hearing the other subjects that you had going on.
All right. So where's your favorite Cuban place to eat?
There's one on Camelback, a little Havana, Havana Cafe.
Okay.
And there's also another one on Bell Road. I'm pretty much like that one. There's another one just about somewhere in, I saw it, but I haven't tried it yet, and it's in Chandler,
okay.
off of uh, Chandler Boulevard. So I haven't got a chance to try that one yet, but I'm kind of partial to Havana Cafe.
Well, I tell you what, if you ever get a chance to go to Mesa, a little place over there called Millie's Cafe. They're Puerto Rican food, but they've got the Cubana sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what.
Excellent.
It is one of the best out there.
So, off of Mesa. What part of Mesa would that be?
It is 1616 East Main Street.
And that's right between Gilbert and Stapley on Main Street. It's
Sounds
on the
good.
North side of the street.
I mean, you know when the nanas are back there cooking, you know it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
And Millie is back there every day doing the cooking. And it's just, she just puts out some unbelievable food. So,
that sounds delicious.
Yeah, so you're going to have to try that out sometime. So if you like the Cuban, Puerto Rican food, there's you the place to go. Guarantee you, you won't go away unhappy.
Okay.
Or hungry. Won't go away hungry because the portions are incredible.
And for price, I mean, you're getting a sandwich for $6. You're also going to be eating it for dinner. Lunch and dinner. So
sounds great and delicious.
All right. Well, you know, you're a winner for being a first-time caller with us, so we're going to send you out a gift certificate for that. And
I appreciate it.
If you want to answer some trivia, you got a chance to win some more.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I'll try.
All right. Let's see. What vegetable is never sold frozen?
What vegetable is never sold frozen? Never sold frozen. Never frozen. That's the question. Tomatoes. Let me see. Never. Corn. No. Just give me a second here. Never sold frozen. Vegetable. Let's see. Okay. Wow.
You're going to just laugh when you hear the answer.
Oh, no. No, no. Really? Okay, well, then I'm going to have to go off and I'm going to have to pick something then, because if you say never sold frozen.
Never, ever.
Is a peanut?
Nope. That's not it.
That's not it.
All right. I tell you what, you answer our survey question, and that'll get you into the drawings for a champagne brunch for two over at the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center, or get you for a chance to be the guest host for Breakfast in the Show. How's that?
That sounds great. Now hit me with the answer so I can really feel.
Well, I can't. I'm going to have to wait till the end of the show. So.
End of the show. Okay.
All right, but well, you can tell me, what is the least expensive burger you ever remember getting? Go back. It's Throwback Thursday, so you got to think way back.
Okay. Least expensive? Okay. I'm going to say 14 cents.
Really?
14 cents. Of course, remember now, you know, I'm from New York.
Okay.
And we had what they call Wesson's hamburger.
All right.
14 cents.
Wow. And what year was that, you think?
1968.
Wow.
Okay. Now you know. Well, that's the least. That was probably it. 14 cents.
All
right. Right around there with White Castle.
Yep.
Well, that gets you in the stew pots for the Sunday brunch for two and the breakfast and the show.
All right. We'll be sending you out a gift certificate for being a first-time caller also, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, and I enjoy listening to you guys.
All right. Continue listening and keep calling in. All right, my friend?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. And you know what? I got all kinds of ideas now after talking to Mike Willis from Rudolph Foods. You got all kinds of good ideas now.
I know. There's so many things that you can do with that. And I don't think maybe some of our listeners, I know that many of our listeners are gluten-free, so I think that was a good piece of information for them. So they know that there's something else that they can eat that is crunchy and they can add to a lot of their recipes.
Well, using it as a breading. I never even thought about that. You know, throw it in the food processor and grind it up and you got.
If you don't have food processor, put it in a Ziploc bag and run your rolling pin over it.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool.
It'll give it that nice little crunch, and boy, can you imagine what that would do to a lot of things.
Yeah, and they've got, like I said, they're sending some out to us, so we're going to send some out.
We'll get to try all kinds of things with it.
So that's going to be good. But we're gonna have little things like that happening all the time with little interviews from these guys. So, all right. So let's talk to Mary Ann from Tempe. Okay. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. How's it going today? Good.
Good. That's good. I just wanted to call in and answer a trivia question, just because I'm curious for the answer myself here.
Okay.
I'm going to do the one about the frozen vegetable.
All right. What vegetable have never sold frozen?
Lettuce.
You are
Very good.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That's the only thing I could think of, you know, was lettuce. And I thought, but no one's got that today.
No, lettuce is, yeah. In fact, you know, sometimes when they have those deep freezes in places, all of a sudden, you see lettuce going from, you know, $12 a case up to, you know, $40 and $50 a case.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, lettuce cannot be frozen because then it's, I mean, it's 90% water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Oh, good. I'm glad I got that one.
Yes, very good. Very good. All right, Jetty, so there's the answer. And Paul.
So. Everybody was missing it today. Okay, I'll do the survey question, too.
All right. What is the least expensive burger you ever remember buying?
Well, I guess the least expensive burger would be McDonald's, and that's when back when they were 15 cents a piece. And also, the best least expensive one, though, that I enjoyed the most was 25 cents a piece. This was when I was in high school. So yeah. Back then, like I say, the one I enjoyed the most was at this dairy bar where all us kids hung out, and he made one of the best burgers. It was 25 cents, and he did it on the grill in butter. It was better than these butter burgers they have today. I don't know what he did, but it was delicious, and he sauteed the onions, and he sauteed the bun, and 25 cents for that burger. And then, of course, ice cream sodas were 15 cents, so it was a very inexpensive place to hang out at.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Sounds really good, actually.
Yeah, it was. I wish I could go back there and get that, but they're not there anymore.
You know, I just wish they still had the little soda fountains and stuff. You know,
exactly.
There's not too many places that have. There's a few of these old diners that still have them, but I think it would just be really cool to have a little... one of the little sandwich shops with the old soda fountains and stuff, and yeah,
family owned businesses back then.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, they were all family owned, and yeah, they were a lot of fun too.
And you got the blue plate special for a dollar.
Exactly. Yeah. Pizza. I remember pizza. We had a pizza shop. A really large slice of pizza was like 15 cents.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. Just all kind of places where us kids could hang out at.
That's right.
So, okay, well, I just wanted to get in the drawings.
Well, you are in the drawings, okay, my dear?
And I wanted to give a shout-out to Maggie because I was worried about her not hearing from her on the air.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she called in today.
Yep, and, you know, also, let's give a shout-out to John, who was calling in all the time. And John from Phoenix, he's doing fine. He doesn't want anybody worrying about him. He's all good. He's still listening and stuff. He's just had a lot of things that he's had to take care of, and he'll start calling in again shortly. So
yeah, you really get used to hearing all these people, and then when they don't call in, you start wondering what's going on. Like, I still wonder about Dell, since Dell hasn't called in anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I hope he does if he still listens to the show.
You know, I'm not sure if he does or not. So
yeah. Well, have a good day and have a happy Easter if I don't talk to you before then.
All right.
Thanks, Marianne.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be back.
So some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and join in the conversation. Remember, it's Throwback Thursday. We want to know what the least expensive burger you ever had was. Right now, Diana's going to give the recipe of the day.
Brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at alexondesign.com. And the recipe for today, we're going to do a sour cream cornbread. Start off with 1 cup of cornmeal, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1 can of cream-style corn, 1 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup of corn oil, and 2 eggs. You're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. Grease an 8x8 pan. Mix your cornmeal and flour. Add the corn, sour cream, and corn oil and eggs. Mix thoroughly. Then you're going to pour into prepared pan, bake for 25 to 35 minutes, cut into squares, and serve. It'll be great with some chicken, roast beef, even with some gravy, sliced turkey. Oh my gosh, I can think of a million things that this is good with. And if you like to spice it up a little bit, you can always add jalapenos or green chilies. So that was brought to you by Alexon Design Group, again located at 323 South Gilbert Road. For free estimates, give them a call, 480-699-7796.
All right, very good. And that was brought to you by Alexon.
I just
Design.
Said that. You're a goofball.
All right, so what's you never really said.
About what?
What the cheapest burger you've...
The one I remember I told you was at Jack in the Box. That was the first burger that I actually went and paid for myself, I think, is when we had Jack in the Box. And I'm thinking it was probably 35 cents. But you know what? I'm lying, because now I do remember over at Little Taco Shop across the street from the high school. It was there all growing up. And we would go there, and they would have... I think they would have 35-cent hamburgers there.
That's
good. I want one of those tacos now.
Well, I'm still waiting for Jacob over at Millie's to bring me over something to eat. You know?
I think he's probably a little busy. A little bit busy right now.
Oh, anyhow. Yeah, I got to talking about all that, and I just got an... You know,
now you're hungry for it, huh?
Now I'm hungry for it.
Well, don't forget, you were going to give out your menu for tonight's wine tasting.
Yes, I am.
So that's going to be at 7 o'clock tonight at the Groves Bar and Grill.
We are going to start out with some Italian wedding soup. And we're going to follow that up by a panzanella salad.
What exactly is a panzanella salad? What's in
it? Panzanella salad has tomatoes. It has... artichoke hearts. It's got grilled bread squares, olive oil, and a little bit of white wine vinegar. And
sounds really good.
It is actually.
It looks beautiful.
Really,
I just pulled one up, and right, it looks really good.
And then after that, we're gonna have some cannelloni alla Toscana, some lasagna, some meatballs, and some gnocchi. And then we're going to follow it up with that dessert we talked about yesterday. The one that was the
Nutella one?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it.
It's called, it's Nutella
Zipoli with
the vanilla
Nutella
ice cream.
Nutella Zipoli. Okay. So we're going to have that, and maybe I might even make some more tiramisu for it. So we'll see.
See how much time you have
but
left.
But that is the
menu for tonight's wine tasting.
All right.
And we just have a couple minutes left. Do you want to?
Well, we got Jerry on the phone, and then we've got somebody else calling in. Okay. So let's talk to Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. I've been listening since morning.
Yes, you have. It's good.
So did I miss the wine that you're having tonight?
The wines.
We're doing four Italian wines. I know one of them is the Italian Bubbles. Is that what it's called? There's two whites and two reds, and I think I could run back there and grab them.
No, I can tell you here in just half a second.
Okay.
So.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, their Italian wines are going to be paired with Italian food, that menu that he just read off.
Yep. Yeah. So it's definitely Italian night for the wine tasting. I know we're going to finish it off with a Moscato. You're going to have me just tearing up these names here in a few minutes as soon as I find it. But anyway.
That's one of my favorite things to have wine with is Italian food.
Yeah, well.
Well,
I mean,
and then to have these authentic Italian wines to go with it is just even better.
Yeah. So. I wish I didn't have to work till close to 7 o'clock. Because when you said Italian, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, that'd be a good one to go to. I should have planned ahead and taken the day off.
Yeah,
wonderful. It never really starts at 7. You could show up a little bit late and still get in on it.
Yeah, by the time I get home and get changed and down there, it'd be too late. But
oh, okay. Well, next time you'll know.
Yeah, I'll have to take the day off and just make a day of it.
All right.
Well, save my appetite.
What's the least expensive hamburger you remember purchasing?
Oh, the key word there is purchasing. Okay. Probably, I know there was a couple of, like, drive-through places, but one of them was hot dogs. I don't think that we used to go there. It was called Dog and Suds, but that was mostly, you know, hot dogs. And then, of course, McDonald's, but we had one of our friends worked there, and this is kind of a culinary confession I've been hiding for 40-some years, but he used to go probably only once or twice, but I can remember him going to the trash with a bag full of hamburgers and dropping them in the front seat of our car.
Oh, my goodness.
And hopefully the statute of limitations has run out on that because it was over 40 years ago.
Yeah, but the guilt is still there.
Yeah, we'd go. I know. I feel better now. But we'd go inside and we'd order some drinks. I think is how. And then he walked out the back door and he didn't want to do it. You know, so I think it only happened maybe once or twice because he's like, no, I can't do that. And he dropped a bag of hamburgers in the front seat of one of our cars. And he worked at the McDonald's, but that was early 70s, so they probably were like 29 cents or whatever, but
yeah. All right.
I know they were really cheap, and that was, of course, one of the only places, you know, when you're in high school that you went to.
So you want to answer one of the trivia questions?
Yeah, I haven't heard all the ones that haven't been answered, but I'll take a try. I wanted to do the Taste of Music, too, if that was all right.
Oh, let's do the Taste of Music, then. Who is that?
If I remember back to the beginning of the show, I think it was Whiskey in the Jarro by Thin Lizzy.
You are absolutely right.
That is it. Wow, very good. So you are an automatic winner for that one.
Yeah, most people know the Metallica one, which came out, you know, several years later. But I happen to have the CD of that Thin Lizzy one, and that's one of my favorite Irish drinking songs.
All right. Well, we're going to stick you into the stew pot, and I'll ask you one quick question, and then I got one more caller to get to. Since you're a beer guy, what country in Europe has over 400 beer brands?
Belgium?
You are absolutely right.
Really? Okay. Yep.
All right. So you're a winner there, Jerry. And
watching the beer hunter paid off.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to get you out a gift certificate, and you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks again, guys. Have a
good day.
Thanks,
Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
I just wanted to call and say I still listen every day.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, just haven't had much to say, but I enjoy listening.
Okay. Do you remember what the least expensive hamburger that you purchased was?
Yeah, in about the 70s, we had a place called Hiram's. It was a hamburger stand, and on Sundays they had 10 for a dollar.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So 10 cents a piece, but it was on Sundays only.
Well, that's cheap. Or inexpensive, I should say.
Yeah, that's where my parents got our meal on Sundays most of the time.
All right. Well, you want to try a trivia today?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. What famous chef, cookbook author, and TV host said the secret to long life was red meat and gin?
See, I don't know. Julia? I don't know.
Who was it?
Wait.
Who did
you say?
Julia? I can't remember her last name.
You know what? I'm going to give that one to you. It was Julia Child. Yes, you are right, Bill.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right.
You are an automatic winner. See? Glad you called.
Yeah. Like I said, I listen every day still and surely do enjoy the show.
Well, we thank you, Bill. We appreciate you listening to us.
We'll get you a gift certificate out this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Bill.
You too.
That was great. There you go, Paul. Bill had the answer for you.
Julia Child, Paul, in case you're listening. I'm surprised you didn't know that. I am really disappointed, Paul.
No, disappointed. No, don't put that on him. That's not true.
No. All right. Well, very good. It's been a great day.
It has been.
Had fun. Oh, wow. And it's over.
And it's already flown by. Yeah, we've got just a few seconds left.
Yep. So we want to remind you about the wine tasting tonight. If you're interested in coming, just give us a call and at 480-307-8477 and let them know that you're going to be here tonight.
So we know how much food to make.
All right. And want to thank each and every one of you for spending this 2 hours with us today. We had a great time. Hope you enjoyed the show. And remember, when you go to one of our places,
let them know that you heard about them through Culinary Confessions.
That's right. Garion, thanks for a great job today. Diana, thanks for being my partner here and in life, honey. And each and every one of you, thank you. And remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. In the zone of gold.